Okay, we can't finish 2011 without commentator John Ridley's annual list of non-traversies, news stories we should never have heard.
It's been another year of stories so overblown, overhyped, and overrated, 365 days were hardly enough to contain them. So before they fade into the potter's field of time, like the marriage of Kim and what's-his-name, let's take a look back on the biggest non-traversies of 2011. Charlie Sheen versus Two and a Half Men. Yeah, because really, with Charlie, there were no warning signs. Roger Clemens' perjury trial. Roger comes out smelling like the Old Spice dude as his trial for allegedly lying about steroid use collapses like Solyndra. See, this is why guys like Ryan Braun juice up, allegedly. Because in the end, nobody really cares. Congressman Peter King's terror hearing. Officially, it was called the House Homeland Security Committee hearing on the extent of radicalization in the American Muslim community and that community's response. Apparently, that looks better on letterhead than We Be Religion Baiters, sponsored by Lowe's. The NBA lockout. It was the millionaires versus the billionaires, and the big winner? The Miami Heat, because people will only be able to hate on them for 66 games instead of a full season. Comedian Tracy Morgan telling homophobic jokes in a comedy club. Just to be clear, it's not offensive to play a stereotypical crazy black man on network TV, but it is offensive to be one in real life. Donald Trump jumping on the caboose of the birther train. President Obama released a copy of his long-form birth certificate telling the Donald, we've got better stuff to do. 4 days later, the president was announcing to the world Osama bin Laden was dead. Chaz Bono on Dancing with the Stars. Some parents were worried they wouldn't be able to explain transgender activist Chaz to their kids. Look, if you can explain Nancy Grace, you can explain anything. Bill O'Reilly does Abe Lincoln, which totally crushed the sales of my new book about Frederick Douglass hunting down commie spies in the 1950s, but... And the biggest controversy of 2011? America loses its AAA rating. Sort of. Is it right to be disappointed in the lack of doom in a gloom and doom scenario? I mean, maybe something really bad will happen at some point, but right now this is some very slow-moving pre-28 days later zombie-type badness. It seriously couldn't be any more controversial if Gloria Allred was representing it. So, look, here's hoping for nothing but significance for your 2012.
John Ridley, screenwriter for the upcoming movie Red Tails. You can comment on his essay at the opinion page, npr.org.